Censorship happy YouTube CEO, free speech is core value of platform. By Lucas Nolan on September 30, 2021. In a recent interview, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki stated that free speech is a core value of the video sharing platform. Just days after the Google-owned website announced it would be cracking down on any dissenting opinions relating to coronavirus vaccines. Business Insider reports that YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki spoke to Bloomberg recently about the state of the Google-owned video sharing platform and claimed that the website was fully committed to its core value of free speech. Wojcicki's comments come just after YouTube announced that it will be blacklisting all critical commentary and news related to coronavirus vaccines. Breitbart News reporter Alam Bokhari recently wrote, "The Google-owned platform made its decision a little over a week after Project Veritas released a video interview with a federal whistleblower who alleged that cases of adverse reactions to vaccines were being shoved under the mat. This was followed by undercover footage of an FDA official arguing the government should go door-to-door and stab unwilling Americans with the coronavirus vaccine." In response to the first video, Congressman Paul Gosar, Aras, wrote a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services calling for a full review of all HHS healthcare systems nationally to ensure full compliance with vaccine injury reporting laws, including reporting all adverse events occurring after the administration of the COVID-19 vaccine. Breitbart News recently reported that the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity also found itself blacklisted by YouTube. Wojcicki's renewed dedication to free speech also comes shortly after Vladimir Putin's regime demanded that Google and Apple remove a voting app run by jailed Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. YouTube has also removed videos featuring Navalny in the past, citing Russian censorship laws. When asked about this development, Wojcicki did not give a direct answer but stated, "One of the things that is important to us at YouTube is the fact that we do enable so many voices, and that we do enable people to express themselves, and really celebrate the freedom of speech. That's a core value of ours." She added, "But when we work with governments, there are many things that we have to take in consideration, whether it's local laws or what's happening on the ground. So there's always going to be multiple considerations." Navalny tweeted on Friday that he was surprised by how obediently the almighty big tech had rushed to act as Putin's accomplices in further silencing him and the Russian opposition party. Read more at Business Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.